aim perfect. The shots promised sure death to their enemy, a promise that was never delivered. 20 feet from the eldritch caster, the imbued arrows struck a spell barrier. A moment later, they both learned the folly of attacking a prepared mage. Not only did the shield stop their shots, but the power of their imbued arrows was reflected back. It had taken less than a second for the arrows to fly down the 50-yard walkway. The energy was trapped by the shield for another scant moment, which was just enough time for the two friends to make eye contact. Richter's gaze was startled and angry, but Sion's only held a sorrowful apology. Then the force of their magic shot back into them, and they were both flung through the air. The magical riposte slammed them back into the wall of faces, and Richter's helmet was the only thing that saved him from a skull fracture. It didn't save him from a concussion. As he slid to the ground, his vision was blurry, and he couldn't remember what had happened only a second before. Sion wasn't so lucky. His enhanced sprite armor saved him from a great deal of damage, but the damage he put into his shots was much greater than Richter's. Sion just lay on the ground, smoke curling from his body and blood pooling on the ground beneath him. Richter's wits began to return to him a few seconds later when he heard unhurried footsteps. Raising his head, his eyes swept over Sion's prone form and he wanted to weep. He kept turning his head, though he saw the lich walking towards them. The creature's head was wizened, like dry old parchment, just as Richter had seen it before. Thoughts began to form in his addled mind. He was coming to finish them off. He was coming to kill Sion. The Chaos Seed could taste blood in his mouth, but he still managed to bare his teeth.
You think you've won, but you haven't. Some friends want to say hi.
Then he grasped the glowing coin he had kept in his belt pouch for quite a while. The coin that had been handed to him by a ghost girl what felt like forever ago.
Krista, he thought, please help us.
The spirit was true to her word. The coin grew blazing hot until Richter had to drop it. It fell to the ground, bouncing twice before it lay still. The lich stopped walking, staring at the small, glowing disc. A moment later, dozens of spirits flew free of the item, howling as they saw the lich standing only 24 yards away. The ghost of a small girl wearing a simple white shift looked Richter in the eye. Krista's expression was anything but childlike. The malevolent rage he saw there was truly frightening to behold. Her voice was ethereal and howling.
"We hold your oath fulfilled! Now witness the final death of this monster!"
With that pronouncement, more than 50 spirits of pure white light screamed towards the lich. Their fingers grew long and pointed, and their shrieks of anger and rage even drowned out the sounds of battle happening on the lower floors of the mausoleum. The lich stood unmoving until the spirits were within 10 feet of him. Then the large green jewel on his staff flashed, and the angry wails of the phantoms morphed into shrieks of fear. The leading ghost was sucked into the gem, followed by another and another. A vortex of neon green light began pulling all of Krista's army into the jewel. Not one of the spirits was able to reach the lich to enact their vengeance. Richter's last sight of the glowing white spirit was Krista herself looking at him and clawing the air in a vain attempt to escape. Her face was pure, beseeching panic. Her mouth opened to say something, but then she was gone, exiled to whatever new hell the lich damned the spirits to suffer. Sing started walking towards him again, and Richter heard a dry, rasping sound. It took a second for his addled mind to realize that the lich was laughing at him. With a wave of the Magi's hand, green flame washed over the caster's body. It flashed out of existence soon after, leaving behind what appeared to be a living body, the body the lich had had before his ascendance. It was with a measured and educated voice that Sing asked,
"Is that the extent of your power?"
Richter stared into the face of his enemy and shouted,
"No!"
with blood spilling over his lips, and all the while thinking, "Shit!" because it was. At least it had been the least insane plan that he had to kill the bastard. What he had to do next, it wasn't what would be thought of as classically smart. Those plans would have to wait until he could fight back the pain and debilitating nausea enough to move, though. In the meantime, he examined the transformed body of the undead that had threatened the lives of every creature in the forest. The lich's dried skin was gone. Now he looked like a strong man in his 40s. His skin was bronze, and his hair was a thick black mane that was pulled tight into a braid that hung past his shoulders. The lips were thin and severe, and he regarded the Chaos Seed with a harsh and dispassionate glare. The lich was only 4 feet tall, and the Chaos Seed couldn't help but notice that Sing looked remarkably like a sprite. It was the cruel look in his eyes that really grabbed Richter's attention, though. The stare deepened, and a combat warning flashed into his vision. You are under psychic assault. The Lich Sing is attempting to force a psychic connection. Richter felt a panic he'd never known before. Pain was one thing. He had already endured plenty of that. Death wasn't even something he completely feared anymore. He'd been killed twice before. He might be reborn if it happened again. The Lich had already almost broken into his mind before, though. Richter knew that even with his defenses, he was no match for the ancient Magi in a thought battle. While death of the body was horrible, he couldn't imagine a worse fate than the Lich burning his mind away. Richter shut his eyes tight and looked to the side. All he heard was the not-so-distant clash of battle for several seconds. Then Sing spoke again. I never forget the taste of a mind. You wish to keep me outside of yours, but I still recognize you from that barest glimpse. You are the man who spied upon my orders to Nien. I believe you are also the one who witnessed the ascension of my Death Knight Jorgen. The Lich paused before continuing, I did not know the significance so many years before, but I understand thought magic so much better now that I have unlocked the eldritch form of it. A smooth hand slid along Richter's cheek in almost a caress. I am so happy that you accepted my invitation. Invitation? He had no idea what Sing was talking about, so he just kept his eyes screwed shut. Then he heard the sound of footsteps walking away to the right. Then he heard a grunt of pain. This man I do not know, and yet... Richter heard another grunt of pain and couldn't bear to keep his eyes shut any longer. Sing was holding Sion by the throat. The lich's staff, with its giant emerald head, stood upright on its own nearby. Belying the undead's small size, the sprite's feet were dangling off the ground. There wasn't even a tremor in Sing's arm as Sion struggled feebly to free himself. Red blood continued to flow beneath his armor and was landing with a pat-pat on the cold metal floor. The lich reached out a finger and dipped it into Sion's blood. Slowly and deliberately, he placed that finger in his mouth. Sing's eyes closed in pleasure, like a man tasting a fine wine. Then his eyes opened in surprise. He spoke in a language that Richter had not heard before. Blood of my blood. Your Gift of Tongues ability has identified a new language, Archaic Sprite.
Let him go, Richter shouted weakly. I'm warning you.
He tried to stand, but collapsed back to the ground in a wave of vertigo. The Chaos Seed vomited onto the rooftop, splashing his hands, but he still heard Sing's response.
You are in a position to warn me of nothing, sir. I, on the other hand, am in a position to do anything.
Richter picked his head up, filth lining his mouth, and looked at Sion. His friend met his eyes, face turning purple and struggling to get free. Sing said nothing else before he flung his arm out to the side, throwing Sion with unnatural strength. The sprite slid along the gray metal of the roof, scrambling for a handhold. His body moved beyond the edge and fell into the abyss.
No! God, no!
Richter screamed. Strength flooded his pain-racked body, and he surged to his feet. In a move that was smooth and practiced, he drew his elementum short sword and threw it forward as hard as he could. The enchanted green blade flew true. Sing barely had time to react before the blade pierced his body and 2 feet of forged metal pierced his chest. Richter felt a surge of triumph and vindication before the lich calmly looked down at the weapon. With deliberate care, Sing grabbed the hilt, wrapping 1 finger around it at a time. Once he had a firm grip, he coolly slid the weapon out of his body. The plate-sized emerald in his staff flashed as the weapon was removed, but not 1 drop of blood or ichor fell. The wound healed as soon as the blade was free. Sing did not look at all bothered by the attack, and Richter fell to his knees. His body was racked with pain, and the internal bleeding he'd suffered from the rebound of his imbued arrow was worsening. That was nothing compared to the pain in his heart, though. With his head hanging low, he heard the lich's steady and unhurried footsteps again. The image of Sion's body going over the edge replayed in his mind, but he still couldn't ignore the lich's disapproving tone.
Elementum. Truly remarkable. You have found one of the most magically active metals in existence.
There was nothing but scorn in Sing's next words.
And you turned it into a sharp stick.
There was a clatter of metal on metal as the lich tossed the blade to the ground, discarding it like trash. Richter's body and soul were drowning in pain, but he would not just kneel before this thing. His mana pool was still almost completely empty, but he was not out of tricks. Raising one arm, he sighted on the lich's body, being careful to avoid eye contact. With a snarl, he released the spell saved in his ring of spell storage. Invisible rings of sonic force shot forth. They washed over Sing, and the lich bowed slightly like he was walking in a heavy wind. That was all the Chaos Seed's surprise attack accomplished. Sing merely reached a hand out and his staff slid into his hand. The emerald flashed again, and a bubble of neon green light sprang into existence. The lich stood unconcerned once again. Ripples played across the surface, showing the sonic waves that were issuing from Richter's ring, but besides making the lich hesitate for the first second, there was no other effect. In despair, Richter used Analyze, praying that it would show some clue of how to defeat the man. Name, Sing. Race, Lich Sprite. Level, unknown. Disposition, unknown. Health, unknown. Mana, unknown. Stamina, unknown. Strength, unknown. Agility, unknown. Dexterity, unknown. Constitution, unknown. Endurance, unknown. Intelligence, unknown. Wisdom, unknown. Charisma, unknown. Luck, unknown. Skills, unknown. Description. This lich was once a sprite. The status screen was the same neon green as the lich's eldritch magic. Richter couldn't care less about the aesthetics of the window. There was nothing here that could help him. He couldn't even tell if his attack had removed a single point of health. Worse, the window showed even less information than the Mauler had, and the Labyrinth Beast was level 92. The only thing of interest was the description, saying Sing had once been a sprite. That, coupled with the blood of my blood comment, was interesting, but didn't help him now. Richter's gaze switched to the lich's weapon in desperation. The vampires had advised destroying the staff, but for the first time, even Richter's identification talent was stymied.
You have found Staff of Kungor. Attack unknown. Durability unknown. Item class artifact. Weapon type staff, one-handed. Quality unknown. Weight unknown. Traits, a powerful artifact created with otherworldly knowledge. Requirements, can only be used by a disciple of the exile Rakshasa. Charges unknown.
All he knew was that the thing connected Sing to the exile somehow. The otherworldly knowledge basically implied the same thing. The only other information was that the staff was an artifact. Unfortunately, his inspection hadn't gone unnoticed.
You are quite vexing, the
the Lich admonished in his now cultured voice. He grabbed Richter by the neck in the same way he had choked Sion. The Chaos Seed was pulled to his feet, but the Lich was not tall enough to lift him off the ground. That didn't keep Richter from choking as Sing tightened his grip with the strength of the undead. The Lich examined the Chaos Seed's armor and seemed amused by the life enchantments. After that, Sing unhurriedly removed Richter's weapons from their sheaths, tossing them to the ground. The undead's eyes lingered on Black Ice for a moment, but he cast even the named weapon to the side without much interest. He did this with an arrogant detachment and spoke the entire time.
When I lived above ground, it was seen as extremely poor manners to use magic on another without permission. I suppose not much could ever be expected of a human, however. It sickens me to see one of my descendants fighting alongside one such as you.
His next words were almost sad and were accompanied by a regretful shake of his head.
How far they have fallen without my guidance.
The Lich continued disarming Richter as he spoke.
Despite your lack of good manners, I can understand the desire to know more. A thirst for knowledge is something that you and I share. I imagine your feeble skill did not show you much. Let me show you how it is done. Nothing can hide from the eye of Kungor.
Richter had screwed his eyes shut again, not wanting to risk a psychic link, but he could still see neon green light seeping through his eyelids as Sing brought the jeweled staff closer to his face. The light penetrated and violated him. Not his mind, but his very soul. His spirit recoiled from the foul invasion. It only lasted moments, but to Richter, he felt as if he had been forced to swim through a river of filth for days.
Ah, the Lich exclaimed. You are indeed the master of the mists. A young master, to be sure, but a master nonetheless. Your progenitors offered me all manner of trouble in the past centuries. Time, it seems, will haunt even an immortal. Yet, Sing spoke speculatively, your mastery is not the most important thing to know about you. You are not of this world. Your mind and soul were taken from your home and placed in the land. You are a...
The undead paused again, as if tasting the words,
Chaos Seed. And you have a form of immortality yourself. Not true immortality, but you can be reborn.
Sing continued like he was reading a list.
You have done much in the 5 months you have been here. More than should be possible for a lowly human. I wonder... Yes, you do have truly interesting abilities, young master. Limitless. I will rip that free of your soul before the end. I thank you now for such a wonderful gift. Do you know how special your ability is? Why a pathetic human would be gifted with a legendary ability, I have no idea. But we have all of eternity for me to learn all your secrets. Let us begin with your true name.
The light seeping through Richter's shut eyes intensified. He felt the parasitic magic flood his soul again before retreating.
Your true name has never been spoken in the land. How interesting. No matter. I will rip that knowledge from your mind. You will give me everything, including your heart crystal. And before I destroy your will completely, you will witness the desecration of all you hold dear.
Richter had quailed, even as he choked at hearing just how much the Lich was able to know about him. His most intimate secrets were being laid bare. Everything except for his true name. He sent a silent thanks to Zetrix, wherever the imp might be, for his advice when he first arrived in the land. But then the undead's final words penetrated his addled psyche.
Will you open your eyes, young master? Or shall I strip the very skin from your face until they are laid bare?
Richter just kept his eyes screwed shut.
Very well, Sing intoned.
The Chaos Seed felt a razor-sharp line of magical force pierce his skin just below his hairline, and he began to howl. With precision and detachment, the Lich slowly moved the line across Richter's forehead, cutting deep enough to score his skull. Hisako shouted inside of his mind with the Twin Leaf that the portal could not last much longer, but the Chaos Seed was lost in a world of pain. Alma's heart broke at her love's mental anguish, but she knew Richter would want her to finish the plan. The Dragonling flew faster. Blood sluiced down Richter's face, and the line of force began to cut down the left side of his face. His arms swung against the Lich's body, but his unarmed attacks had no effect at all. The throat-crushing force of Sing's grip made casting impossible. Sing continued to speak as he flayed Richter's face.
You have only yourself to blame for this. When I sent that fool Nien to find and kill you, I did not know if he would succeed. I certainly did not care if he returned. The bone and my long explanation of how it worked was for you. Only for your benefit. I still do not understand the power that lets you see into the past of your slain foes, but I recognized it as thought magic. The very nature of my eldritch power is to corrupt and subvert other forms of magic.
The Lich laughed.
I did not even need to use my magic this time. I only needed to dangle the bait, and you took it like a hungry striker cat. Once my forces have dealt with the minor disturbance your void pet has made, my undead horde will sweep through the portal and lay waste to the entire forest.
Richter was still screaming, but if he could have, he would have bared his teeth into a bloody grin. If the Lich thought the portal would stay open long enough to send an army through, then the undead was the fool, not him. The Lich read something in Richter's body language. The lance of magical force stopped cutting.
You believe that I have not already seen the instability of the gateway? You believe it will close before my forces can cross over? That is only because you believe that your allies have control of it. I am merely allowing them to feed it with their mana, and every passing minute makes them weaker. Rest assured, as soon as their resources run dry, the magic of the mausoleum will take over and the portal will be mine to command.
Richter's momentary joy turned to ashes in his mouth. Is he reading my mind? He cried out in his own head before realizing that was not the right response to Sing's words. Using the Twin Leaf, he shouted to Hisako, "Close the portal! The Lich is going to take control of it!" His warning came far too late. Sing had outthought them all. In a panic, Hisako tried to close the doorway, but the Lich had cast his spell weeks in advance. Before he had even given the Eldritch Bone to Nien, Sing had already laid his trap. As soon as the gateway had been established, his spell was activated. Whether Hisako ran out of mana or tried to close the gateway intentionally, his spell was prepared to take control. Now that the Hearth Mother attempted to break contact with the gateway, the trap sprang shut. Eldritch magic surged up from between the dark gray blocks in streams of malignant power. The mausoleum itself fed the fading energy of the portal, which stabilized and began to grow larger. The allied forces looked on in fear as the golden energy that had surrounded the edges was replaced by the parasitic green of eldritch magic. Hisako cried out from spell shock as control was wrenched away from her. The Hearth Mother fell to the ground senseless and would have tipped over the edge of the battlements if not for the support of her watchful attendants. The direction of the wind reversed as the polarity of the portal was reversed. That change brought the noxious stink of the mausoleum into the dungeon. With fear and steel battling in his heart, Tirad called an order.
Retreat to the barbican! Protect the Hearth Mother!
The allied forces all fled behind the walls as the portal grew larger and larger. One edge connected with a red stone pillar, and the stone was vaporized by the magic of the doorway. The orientation also changed. No longer at a cant, but instead perpendicular to the floor of the mausoleum. Every member of both Allied armies could now see the titanic battle between the Devastator Skeleton and the Void Chain Mauler. The undead could also now see all of them. In response to the silent command of the Lich Lord, several hundred broke off from their battle with the Mauler's suborned army and rushed up the stairs. The matte-black figures of voidlings chased after them. The sprites Richter had left behind to guard the portal had done their duty. Dozens of undead had been slain. The sprite leader had begun to kindle the hope that they might actually hold their position, but there was no stopping the tsunami of undead that were now rushing up the stairway. The sprite captain called a retreat, and they fled through the portal as well. Before they crossed the magical boundary, the sprites all showed their true merit by picking up the bodies of slain comrades and allies. They would not leave them to be defiled by the Lich and his armies. So laden, they ran as fast as they could, not stopping until they had passed through the entrance to the barbican and the portcullis slammed shut behind them. Then they turned and set down the bodies of the fallen. A moment later, they placed arrows on their bowstrings, ready to defend the Hearthmother and their allies with their last breath. As all of this was happening, Sing watched the interplay of emotions on Richter's bloody face. One corner of the Chaos Seed's forehead was already beginning to sag from the cuts he had made. The Lich reached out to that corner and began to pull Richter's skin free in a solid, bloody flap. The Chaos Seed couldn't help it. His eyes flew open involuntarily as a scream of pure agony ripped out of his mind. Quick as a cobra, Sing looked in his eyes, but Richter was able to shut them again. He just wasn't able to do it fast enough. The Lich hadn't been able to make a proper psychic bond, but he did catch a glimpse of something. Something Richter had been hiding and buying time for.
"What is it you are thinking?"
Sing thundered. The Eldritch Mage struck him across the face, knocking him to the ground. As Richter was picked back up, the Lich shouted into his face,
"You will show me your eyes!"
The Chaos Seed felt the pure agony return as the Lich's magic began to cut into his face again. Sing was no longer content to taunt and play with his captive, and the magical scalpel cut deeper and faster than before. Despair threatened to overwhelm Richter. Alma needed time. He didn't even know how he was still conscious now. He could not let the Lich know the true plan. But how long could he hold out against his face being cut free from his own skull? Screams issued from his mouth, and he almost succumbed. But then his mind registered something that he had seen during that brief moment when his eyes had flashed open. His will firmed, and he knew what he had to do.
"Okay, all right!"
Richter shouted in a strangled and pained voice. The Lich had let go of his throat when he was shaking him, but the crushing grip had left serious damage behind.
"Just let me speak!"
"You do not need to speak to obey me,"
the Lich answered, grabbing his throat and squeezing once more.
"Things you need to know,"
came the Chaos Seed's raspy response. Sing regarded him for a moment, but finally relaxed his grip with a warning.
"Do not test me, young master."
Richter took a step back and to the side.
"I promise. I will tell you the most important thing I know."
The Lich's gaze followed him, and the undead took a half step forward, keeping any distance from forming between the two of them.
"What you need to know, what you should already know, is that sprites are really good climbers."
Chapter 103, Day 150, Jurin 1, 0, AOC. The Lich cocked his head in confusion, then his eyes widened in understanding. He whipped his head around and saw Sion standing on the edge of the precipice. Both of the sprite's hands were raised, one forming the universal symbol of sprite disrespect, and the other with the middle finger extended. The Lich, who had touted his own superiority and brilliance, fell for a simple, "made you look." Somehow, that made what Richter did next so much sweeter. That 1 second of distraction was all he needed to use one of his most expensive items. The Chaos Seed's hand shot into his bag of holding, and he summoned what he needed directly into his hand. The bottled Elder Banshee scream had cost him the equivalent of nearly $10,000 in gold. It only worked if you got close, but Abbas's sons had promised that it was extremely powerful against casters. If this didn't work, Richter planned to... Well, he realized he would pretty much be dead at that point, and therefore in no position to ask for a refund, so he just hoped it worked. Unstopping the bottle, it wasn't just a scream that issued forth, but a simulacrum of the monster itself. An ethereal creature, blue and green in color, welled out like a genie and screamed at the lich, who stood only 2 feet away. Even being outside of the cone of attack, the sound made Richter's ears bleed and he collapsed to both knees again. The effect on the Eldritch Magus was much worse. Prompts appeared in Richter's vision like messages from heaven. Sing collapsed while the Banshee dissipated like smoke on the wind. Begin combat log. Richter hits Sing with Elder Banshee scream. Sing is deafened. Sing is silenced. Sing is disoriented. Sing resists madness. Sing is blinded. Sing resists bleeding due to 100% lich immunity to this debuff. Sing is stunned. Sing takes 1,771 points of direct damage. Damage from death creatures decreased by 30% due to ownership of level 3 mausoleum. End combat log. 1,700 points of damage and Sing was still alive? The Chaos Seed couldn't believe it, but he still cheered internally. His jubilation faded, though, as one of the green prompts started flashing red, showing that the stun debuff would wear off in a matter of seconds. He had planned to keep attacking, but seeing how much of a hit Sing could take and keep standing, coupled with the fact that Richter was weaponless and the debuffs would wear off in seconds, he decided to go with a different plan. Still, there was one thing he just couldn't resist. Richter moved as quickly as his ruined body would allow to get to Sing's side. Though it made him feel like he was going to piss blood, he still couldn't help kicking the lich's legs out from under him. The stun effect had left Sing standing upright and listing slightly side to side, but he crumpled to the ground after that. He'd never seen a more beautiful sight than the undead's body collapsing to the ground. The emerald staff remained upright. Sion rushed towards the doorway. "Is that going to kill him?" the sprite shouted. Both companions had lost some of their own hearing, even though they hadn't been in the direct cone of the Banshee's wail. In Richter's vision, a green line turned red. His stomach twisted as he realized the stun debuff had worn off completely. That feeling worsened when the blinded debuff began to flash. It only flickered for 1 second before turning completely red. The lich's sight was restored. His eyes burned neon green and the illusion of his flesh began to burn away. The only thing hotter than the flames eating away Sing's false sprite face was the burning hatred in the undead's gaze. Sing opened his mouth to cast, but the silence debuff still held. The fires in his eyes burned brighter. "I really doubt it," Richter shouted back as the lich started to climb to his feet. "Tell me you still have the bottle." Sion didn't speak. He just held up the spell-scribed glass in one hand. Richter took it from him and scooped up his bow, handing it to the sprite. Sion had lost both his arrows and bow when he'd gone over the side. "Get ready to break it," Richter shouted.
"While we're standing here?"
Sion asked, looking at him wildly.
"Are you crazy? What about Plan B?"
"She needs more time," Richter shouted back. He hadn't heard from Almy yet, but he knew she would speak to him as soon as she was ready. The two of them started moving at a shamble towards the wall of faces. The blood pouring down the Chaos Seed's face effectively blinded his left eye, but he was still able to see well enough to pick up black ice along the way. There was no way he could make it over the 100 yards of traps with his battered body, let alone with Sion on his back, but that didn't change the fact that his friend was right. They needed to put some distance between themselves and wherever the bottle would break. Even if they just stayed on the other side of the wall, it was better than being out in the open. What was contained inside the spell-scribed bottle would make the Banshee's scream seem like a soft summer wind. All he could think to do was get beyond the wall and shatter the bottle behind them. Hopefully, It would kill the Lich and buy him and Sion enough time to climb the Wall of Faces. If they got high enough, the extra elevation might just let him cloud run the two of them across the traps to the sarcophagus. It was a fool's chance that the Lich would leave them alone long enough to do that, but at least it was a chance. The two of them were almost at the wall when the Lich summoned the Emerald Staff to his hand. At an exertion of Sing's will, the eyes and mouth of every face snapped shut, including the large one that served as the door. All that was left was a solid wall of core-enhanced metal. The companions both looked at Sing, fear seizing their guts. The Lich was unsteady on his feet, the disorient debuff still in effect, but the deafened and silenced debuffs had both started to flicker. Richter cursed. The Lich's magic resistance was insane. The Chaos Seed came to another split-second decision. Turning back the way they had come, he ran as fast as he could, pulling Sion after him. If they couldn't get through the wall, they could at least make it to the end of the platform. As the two companions moved at a shambling gait, the Lich aimed his staff. 3 seconds later, a foot-wide beam of pure eldritch magic shot through the air. The blast missed by inches, and the Lich silently cursed his poor aim. If not for the silence debuff, Sing would not have been limited to his staff's primary attack. And if not for disorient, all that would be left of the two friends would be chunks of seared flesh. Richter planned to kiss Abbas the next time he saw him, but for the moment, he contented himself with running for his life. Sing stared daggers at the two men as they moved further away, but was not overly concerned. There was nowhere they could run. The walkway ended after only 100 yards, and only the abyss remained after that. He took aim again, and pulses of energy built in the emerald. The staff's attack could be used without a verbal component, but luckily for the two companions, it took several seconds to recharge. The Chaos Seed looked behind him and saw the pulses coming faster in the giant green gem. They were almost out of time. They'd only been able to put 15 yards between themselves and the Lich, but it would have to be enough. Richter stopped his injured stumbling and faced the undead Magus, the bottle held in his hand, cocked and ready. "Are you sure about this?" Sion asked, his tone making it clear that he personally was anything but. "Just say the words and shoot," the Chaos Seed responded. Then, facing down the Lich and his staff of terrible power, he threw the bottle at him. When it had crossed half the distance, Sion fired an imbued arrow that struck the spell-scribed glass with a small boom. In that instant, 3 things happened. 1. The remaining 49 points of durability were removed from the containment bottle. 2. The greater wind demon inside was released without the containment circle to keep it in check. 3. Two best friends shouted the same phrase, releasing the words for the first time into the land. Leroy Jenkins! There was no slow buildup, no calm before the storm. In one instant, there were the 3 enemies atop the walkway. In the next, an actual demon stood between them. Richter hadn't known what to expect. Maybe a tornado with claws and talons, maybe some sort of sharp-toothed monster. The demon didn't look like either of those 2 things. He looked like an angel. Standing 12 feet in height, the demon's chest was bare. His skin was the dark blue of a storm-promised sky. 2 large wings rose from his back, and each feather on them looked sharp enough to slice through shields. His body was humanoid, but his feet ended in 2 eagle's claws. He was heavily muscled, and a massive penis hung between his legs. As daunting as that was, it was his face that immediately grabbed the attention of the 3 people on the rooftop. The expression was cold and harsh, yet undeniably beautiful. This was a creature to be feared and worshipped. His eyes were 2 orbs of swirling blue-black lightning, and the same energy played over his wings. The demon screamed in equal parts rage and triumph. After centuries of confinement, he was free. He raised both of his arms in glory to his own majesty, and his wings extended out 10 feet to a side. A moment later, his gaze swept over the lesser creature standing nearby. First, He looked over the lich and his charging emerald staff, but found nothing to hold his gaze. Next, he turned his terrible lightning eyes upon Richter and Sion. The Chaos Seed wasted no time. He had hoped it would not come to this, that the demon would not have to be released, but in case it had to be, Richter had prepared as best he could. His Gift of Tongues ability would not work on higher or lower languages, so Richter had known he wouldn't be able to speak the demon's language. Luckily, where his ability failed, the Hearth Mother's knowledge had succeeded. Whether it was due to her centuries of study or her insanely high lore level, she had known how to translate a simple message into the common equivalent of Daemonspeak. Part of him screamed that this was stupid, but another part knew that if you were going to do something stupid, you committed. Pulling Sion into a confused bow, he shouted the words Hisako had taught him.
Ayat Nalak, Gazis Hik, Sru Undead, Lizd Oivit Kru, Hayik Torus Ik.
Richter had basically just said, "Greetings, mighty demon lord. The undead creature is going to attack you. You should kill him first." He'd been a bit surprised that undead was the same word in Daemonspeak and common, but apparently it was just one of those things. Now he just had to hope that he hadn't totally whiffed the delivery. An Ich bin ein Berliner situation with a giant demon and a pissed off lich lord was not what he needed. Silence reigned for a long second, but Richter remained in a bow. His heart thudded painfully, afraid the demon would snuff him and Sion out of existence at any moment. Thankfully, the lich broke the silence.
"What did you say to this thing?"
Richter might not have spoken Daemonspeak, but the demon spoke common with no difficulty at all. The demonic being lasered in on the lich and took a step towards the undead. It seemed that a greater air demon didn't like being called thing. That one step was all it took. Sing let all of the charged magic in his staff loose at once. The entire beam shot into the demon's chest and began to burn. The freed hellion's perfectly sculpted body blackened, but only for a moment. Without even needing to speak a word of power, armor sculpted of hurricane winds covered him from head to toe, and an axe of pure blue-black lightning appeared in his hand. The demon's right wing snapped forward and acted as a shield to block the lich's attack. Some of the metal feathers sloughed off where the eldritch beam struck, but it was clear that the wing was as strong a defense as a tower shield. With a growl, the demon snapped his axe down in a mighty overhand blow. The lich showed fear for the first time, lifting his staff with a snarl. A bubble of neon green light phased into existence and stopped the blow cold. Electricity played over the entire magic shield and would surely have harmed the lich if the shield hadn't completely encapsulated his body. Sing pointed his free hand at the demon and cast a spell that shot a spike of pure metal from the floor into the demon's back. The monster spun, using his two wings as curved shields, but the eldritch earth attack still scored heavily. Feathers and a few drops of black blood fell to the ground. The demon cursed in Daemonspeak and threw his own hand forward. A cyclone of biting winds mixed with lightning shot against the lich's magic shield, buckling it inward. This time, it was Sing who cursed. His barrier began to fail, but the undead raked a hand upward, and a wall of gray metal shot up from the floor, bisecting and disrupting the lightning vortex. The battle continued between the two powerful creatures. The demon might have easily bested Sing in almost any other setting, but in the center of the lich's power, with the powers of the mausoleum to call upon, the fallen angel's victory was not assured. The two battered companions watched the fight unfold, knowing that either of the two monsters outclassed the both of them put together. No matter who won, the victor would undoubtedly destroy them immediately after. The two looked at each other as they continued moving towards the end of the walkway. Both men were sharing the same thought. We're fucked. As the battle between the demon and the lich raged, the allied forces of the Mist Village and Hearthtree waged their own war. The few wounded that had been brought back through the portal had been sorted into those that could be healed later, those that were only moments from death, and those that could not be saved. The first and third groups were carried to the House of Healing by a small army of waiting mistworkers. The second group was being ministered to by the village's healers, using both magical and non-magical methods. While the healers performed their duties, the fighting men and women of the Allied forces were engaged in battle. Undead had poured through the portal. On four legs and two, resurrected creatures fought alongside undead melee fighters, archers, magi, and rogues. The sprites let loose with imbued arrows, blasting the first wave of death creatures to pieces, all except one skeleton that was completely black. The voidling took three hits from imbued arrows at a distance of only 24 yards. It was knocked to the ground but got back up, a horrid scream issuing forth. The archers sighted upon it again, but a commanding voice stopped them. Sumiko strode to the front of the battlements and dual-cast a powerful spell. Life's Reckoning only harmed the undead, but the sixth-tier spell unleashed an inferno of life energy into the voidling. The unnatural creature had been corrupted by the Void Mauler's chains of dominance, but enough of its original nature remained that it was susceptible to her power. It shook like it was being vibrated apart at the molecular level, and golden light began to seep through cracks in the black void magic that coated it. While it fought Sumiko's magic, a second wave of undead came through the portal and began to attack it. 2 seconds later, every one of the voidling's bones exploded, and 5 undead were also destroyed in the blast. Sumiko ducked behind a battlement, her head throbbing from having channeled such powerful magic. She lay her head back against the stone, and more than one archer on the battlement sent her a look of praise and appreciation. Melee undead began hacking at the portcullis. The bars were not only steel, but were also strengthened by the magic of the dungeon. Despite that, the attacks of professed warriors could not be ignored, and the metal began to bend under the hammer and axe blows of the undead. The Maidan and wood sprites fired down from the battlements and through the portcullis. Their imbued magic took a heavy toll on the attackers, but the physical damage was massively reduced due to the undead's nature. The skeletons had no vital organs in their torsos, and zombies did not fall in pain when an arrow struck their leg. Headshots could destroy the lower-level zombies, but skeletons shrugged such blows off. Many of the invaders wore armor which stopped critical shots. The undead also had ranged fighters of their own. Arrows enchanted with death magic or tipped with poison and disease shot up at the Barbican's defenders. 4 sprites died within the first minutes of the attack, and twice as many were injured to varying extents. The Allied forces continued to fight, bolstered by the second-tier fighting spirit of the Mist Village, but more enemies continued to pour through the portal. All the while, the battle between the Devastator and the Mauler grew closer to the gateway as well. Richter and Sion knew none of this. Their attention was completely focused on the behemoths battling before them. Sing and the demon had released insane amounts of power in their battle, and neither was showing signs of stopping. Richter and Sion had needed to dodge stray bolts of lightning and beams of eldritch energy. Any of them could have killed either companion, even though they were not the intended targets. Worse, the battle between the two unnatural creatures was moving closer towards the end of the metal walkway. That meant it was getting closer to the two mortals who wanted no part of it.
Okay, Richter whispered with near panic in his voice. Fuck this! We gotta get out of here. Get on my back.
Why? The Lich closed the wall. And besides, there is a demon between us and it.
I know!
Richter shot back, irritated. They're a lot farther from the wall now, though. I can cloud run us out into space, then run back to the walkway when we get past.
And just hope that they don't see us?
Sion demanded.
Yeah! Richter snapped.
Then we'll have to climb the wall.
That wall is 200 yards high.
Then we better get started.
You do realize that I was shot with my own imbued arrow, right? Now you want me to hang off your back and scale a gigantic wall?
I got shot too, and I have a way bigger mana pool than you.
Pfft, your weak-ass skill level in imbued arrow doesn't pack nearly as much punch as mine, the sprite fired back at him. I also got thrown off a roof.
You're complaining about that?
Richter yelled incredulously.
Look at my face! He cut off half my fucking face!
Both friends were just psyching themselves up to literally run out over the abyss, something that was admittedly dodgy considering all the injuries they'd just listed. They were also both secretly praying that the Lich and Demon would just tumble off the roof and solve all their problems. Sing spared a furious glance at the two bickering friends, but a near-decapitating attack of the demon's lightning axe made him focus on his enemy once more. The companions had seen the anger in Sing's face. That convinced Sion of the wisdom of Richter's plan. A second later, the Chaos Seed was on the move. As his foot glided out over empty space, his internal injuries shifted. The pain made him stumble, and Sion cried out in panic as they dropped suddenly, but Richter found his footing and pushed hard off the air with his next step. It made his vision blur, but they gained altitude and he kept running. While they circled the two monsters, Richter risked a glance over at Sing. It was with a sigh of relief that he saw that both Demon and Lich were too busy to target them. For a moment, the Chaos Seed was tempted to analyze the hellish creature, but he didn't dare risk it. If it felt his inspection the way Sing had, it might attack them. Instead, he focused on running. Even with Richter's injuries, they successfully circled around the high-level battle and made it back to the walkway. Sion hopped off, and they prepared to climb. Even though Sing had not been able to attack them while they were over the abyss, seeing them about to climb the wall was too much. He would not let them escape. Richter was the reason the demon was here at all, and the Hellion had caused him pain for the first time in centuries. If not for the mausoleum, he would have been destroyed already. Though neither the demon or mortals atop the roof knew it, each time he suffered damage, the majority of it was transferred to one of his minions. The core building not only let him control a massive undead army, it let him call upon their power as well. Even the damage of the Banshee Scream would have destroyed him if he hadn't channeled most of the damage to his undead slaves. Even so, Richter's attack had cost the Lich over 100 health, and several professional undead had suffered the final death. Sing would not let these affronts pass. The one thing the Lich hadn't lied about was the timing of drawing energy from the exile he worshipped. If he were fighting the demon only one day later, then all the energy contained in the giant sphere of magic above would be his to command. Right now, however, the magic was completely wild and as much a danger to him as his enemies. That did not mean Sing didn't have access to other hidden reservoirs of power. With a scream of rage, Sing revealed the true majesty of the mausoleum. Not only did it allow him to maintain an army of undead and defer damage, but since the building had reached the third level, he could also sacrifice his slaves to fuel his own magic. At hearing the scream, both companions looked backwards in alarm. Even the demon jumped back in surprise. Literal waves of power were coming off the Lich, spilling out over the floor. A magical shield so powerful that it emitted blinding light had sprung up around him like a globe. The humanesque visage Sing had adopted before was completely consumed by the eldritch power being channeled through his body. Now, the Lich stood in all his unnatural and desiccated glory. He siphoned every ounce of his strength, drawing it willingly from his minions. 10% of his army dropped lifeless at once, draining the maximum amount of mana that he could siphon in a day. The voidlings fighting the undead roared in triumph as they pressed their attack, but none of that mattered to Sing. His power was now legion. The demon felt the growing strength of his enemy and summoned a lance of pure hell lightning. In response, the Lich conjured a bolt of eldritch power. The two nightmare magi threw their magic at the same time. Though the power of the greater demon could lay waste to an army, the magic the Lich now had at his command could sunder entire cities. The two powers met, and the demon's attack was overcome. The bolt of neon green magic consumed the blue-gray lightning and blasted into the demon's face. The winged being's face charred to the bone in an instant, but the hellish creature still did not die. His skull opened in a silent scream. The blast of eldritch magic worked its way through the demon's body and began to dissolve him from the inside out. Even his armored wings were ruined. Through it all, the demon continued to reach towards the Lich, unwilling or unable to actually be destroyed. With a snarl, Singh released the last of his gathered energy, and the intensity of the beam he was firing doubled, flinging the demon off the ledge. Unlike Sion, the monster didn't just slide off. He was catapulted out into space. The last Richter saw of him was the demon's ruined wings flapping in vain as he dropped into the deep. The Lich turned his burning green gaze on the two companions, wrath and fury in his eyes. Words of power began to fall from his lips. "Remind me what we were supposed to do when one of them won," Sion said, backing away from the furious Lich. "Yeah," Richter said, backing up as well. "I actually hadn't figured that part out yet. That's why we shouted Leroy Jenkins when we released the demon."
"What?"
Sion asked, his eyes still on the Lich.
"I thought that was a battle cry from your homeland."
"Nope," Richter said, eyeing the undead mage. "More of a, we're totally fucked and I hope this works cry.
Don't look him in the eyes."
Before Sion could respond, Singh finished his spell and the caster took complete control of their bodies. Both men struggled, but they were under the thrall of a master magician. A moment later, they were kneeling. Even with Richter's high wisdom, he had no defense against the true grandeur of Singh's power.
"You vex me, human."
The cultured voice was gone, replaced by the rasping sounds of death. Somehow, even that paper-scraping tone still dripped venom.
"Your demon harmed me, but I promise you will suffer every ounce of pain he delivered 1,000 times over."
Singh stopped before him.
"No more games. You will meet my eyes, or I will pull your friend's very soul from his body."
The Lich spoke a spidery word of power, and Sion began to scream. Richter could not bear the sound. Besides, while Singh had been threatening them, he had finally heard from his beloved familiar that had sent a return message. He just needed a bit more time, and he'd be damned if he let Sion suffer to gain it. The Chaos Seed stared up at the Lich, and the monster inside of him stared out as well.
"You want to see into my eyes? Go ahead. Look at them. Look at them. But I've got to warn you. You won't like what you see."
The undead's glowing green eyes met his own, and their minds linked. You have engaged in psychic battle with the Lich Singh. Once again, Richter was in his mindscape and found another psychic realm bordering his own. When he had connected with Nien, the Death Knight's mind had been a dead and barren tableau of twisted trees. The melee fighter was deadly in the extreme in physical combat, but had possessed little in the way of mental defenses. Not so his master. From Richter's perch atop his one-story fort, he saw Singh's mindscape. It was dominated by a single structure, a smaller version of the mausoleum. Singh's mental defenses were four stories tall, and armored skeletons patrolled each level, representations of both the Lich's mental defenses and attack capabilities. At the summit stood Singh himself. The undead wasted no time. He raised his hands, and eldritch energy spilled from them and down the mausoleum. It blanketed the entire structure, and every skeleton grew stronger as the Lich accessed the deeper magic of thought. Each undead defender grew larger, and when the neon green energy touched the ground, even more skeletons began to rise.
"You may think you have psychic power,"
the Lich taunted,
"but I unlocked the thought aspect of my eldritch magic long ago. You will find no safety here. I will have all of your secrets, and then you shall serve me and suffer for eternity."
Singh cast his hand forward, and the skeletons surged from his mindscape into Richter's. "Keep laughing, asshole," Richter thought silently. He abandoned the battlement of his fort and retreated down the steps into the one fortified room the fort contained. Shutting the door, he summoned a light. There was nothing in the small room, just blocks of white stone and a door, but it might buy him more time. Alma was still too far away to manifest inside his mindscape, but she was close enough to communicate with. The time dilation effect of the mindscape would have made it nearly impossible to speak with any non-mental creature. But Alma's psi-dragon nature could account for that and so much more. He sent her a message about what was happening. After a short conversation, she sent back a simple promise of love.
I'm coming, Master.
Richter could do nothing but wait. It didn't take long watching through Alma's eyes to see that the Lich's mental power made the time dilation of the mindscape even stronger than when the Chaos Seed entered on his own.